Okay, just go ahead. Just pick up the microphone and everything will be okay.
Welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for January 21st, 2011.
We usually prefer 2011, but that's good. That was the Entertainment Earth bot. I'm Adam Paulus, and this is the Entertainment Earth podcast.
I am the Entertainment Earth bot, and I bring you love and savings.
Yeah, sure you do, buddy. I'm just gonna read the news. Is that okay with you?
I will just sit on this bench.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Anyway, in the news... Oh, don't sit! That's a toy shell! Oh! It's a terrible premise. It's ruining everything! Anyway, here's the movie news. Last week at the box office, the number one movie was The Green Hornet.
Christoph Waltz's finest.
With $33.5 million. The Dilemma...
Didn't see it.
Okay, $17.8 million. True Grit...
I love Jeff Bridges.
With $11 million even. The King's Speech...
Verily.
With $9.2 million. And Black Swan...
Solo sex scene.
Yes. With $8.3 million.
I did not see any of those films.
Well, neither did I, but we're just reporting box office revenue here. Nothing too fancy. I'm going to go ahead and do the regular news.
Great.
You good? Do you need to keep talking and interrupting me?
No, nope, be my guest.
Are we okay for now?
We cool.
Okay. In the news... The Dark Knight Rises casting has been made this week, and that's probably your biggest news.
Hooray.
Anne Hathaway is Selina Kyle Catwoman.
Va-va-boom.
I agree. And Tom Hardy is Bane.
I don't know his work.
Me neither. Almost as big, if you're me, is Liam Neeson is going to do some Qui-Gon Jinn voiceovers on The Clone Wars for reasons I don't yet fully understand.
Me neither.
You're a robot. You wouldn't understand. Anyway, Ghost Stuff, Force Visions, you know the drill. EntertainmentWeekly.com has a picture and video of Qui-Gon with a voiceover, and my guess is you shouldn't expect an action figure this year.
I don't expect one.
Nobody asked you. The Hollywood Reporter says that Super Bowl ads for Transformers, Captain America, Super 8, Thor, Cowboys and Aliens, and Pirates of the Caribbean... movies, not toys, will be expected during the game.
Sports.
Giving fans looks at the upcoming summer movies, and there will be toys for most of these. Sacha Baron Cohen's next film, The Dictator, inspired by the book Zabiba and the King, which is written by Saddam Hussein.
The Saddam Hussein?
Yes, that's Saddam Hussein, actually. This will be coming out in 2012. District 9 director Neil Blomkamp's next movie, Elysium, is set to star Matt Damon and Jodie Foster.
I love her.
Easy now. This is from Deadline Hollywood. The next Oz movie, Oz the Great and Powerful, has seen the falling out of Robert Downey Jr. and the addition of Johnny Depp to the cast, which will probably sell millions of tickets to the Alice in Wonderland crowd.
I saw it nine times.
I thought you said you were going to be quiet. All right. What else we got? A number of Jerry Lewis movies are getting remade now as Social Capital Films and Artificial Intelligence Entertainment got the rights to a bunch of movies. These include The Bellboy, Cinderfella, The Family Jewels, The Errand Boy, The Patsy, and Who's Minding the Store?
Lady!
Regis Philbin is retiring from television after 40 years. The show will go on with a new, unnamed, presumably male co-host.
Will I get the job?
No, I don't think you'll get the role.
Aww.
Airplane. Will be getting reissued at some AMC theaters. Two showtimes only, one on January 29th, one on February 1st, and that's it. Probably forever.
And don't call me Shirley.
I didn't call you Shirley. Just read the ad copy.
New at Entertainment Earth.
Thank you. That's all we hired you to do, really. Anyway, new this week at Entertainment Earth, we have... Oh, the Jenna Jameson Jiggler is back.
I love smut.
Yes. This collectible from a few years ago involved the adult superstar from a line called Adult Superstars, and she wiggles and jiggles, and her top comes off, which is making sure she's a very classy lady.
She is my phone wallpaper.
Yes. Anyway, that's just one of many exciting items we have. We also are in the midst of a very exciting Valentine's Day sale, and a free shipping offer. Check them out today at entertainmentearth.com.
Okay.
In toy news, we don't have any more comments. Star Wars Pop Vinyl Bobbleheads are coming. These look like the vinyl figures from Funko, the Batman, Joker, Penguin, what have you. They're the same size, but they come on display bases, and their heads bobble instead of just being articulated, so it's a little different. The first batch has Darth Vader, Han Solo, Chewbacca, a Stormtrooper, Greedo, Leia, and Yoda. These are fantastic. Transformers, a new repaint of Breacher has been revealed, named Body Block. This joins the recently revealed Downshift, a repaint of Hubcap. Samples of Spastic are showing up with a sticker on the box with a new name, Overrun, as a sticker it can be removed. Also notable, four new Amazon Japan listings for Transformers United are up, showing different versions of Perceptor and others. Perceptor has some minor color changes and a fully visible Autobot symbol. Cup is metallic. Wreck-Gar has a silver face and some new colors on his person. And Blur is so blue, it's disgusting. All the little red details are gone, so it's just very blue. My advice to you, just get the American Blur now, because it's cheaper, it looks fantastic, and it's available.
Order one today.
You're supposed to be quiet. Anyway, The Expendables. United Cutlery is making a set of Jason Statham's throwing knives at $54 for a set of three with a holster. You can use it to display or carry around or whatever you like. The Green Lantern movie figure, there's a preview figure called Gahoo in the Classics line, not to be confused with the Owls of Gahool. It looks kind of like the Protoss from StarCraft.
And Taro Adun.
Thank you. And Lego, if you've enjoyed Lego's, or DK's Lego books, rather, with the bricks on the inside, they announced a few more this week. There will be a Lego City book and a Lego Ninjago book. No pictures or information on what you'll get in there has been made available. But presumably two figures, 140 or so pieces. You know the drill.
I certainly do.
Anyway, that's all for this week. That stupid robot slowed everything down. I'm going to go ahead and unplug him. There. Anyway, that's all for this week. This show. I'll be back with video games and Toy of the Week without the robot. But anyway, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. You can see us on Facebook or MySpace. Just search Entertainment Earth and go to our site. Check out our sales. We've got a lot of great sales going right now, including free shipping on all pre-orders and in-stock merchandise. Don't let any robots tell you otherwise. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.